SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in Europe to meet with NATO. This comes just ahead of the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking to reporters during a stop in Stuttgart, Germany, Mr. Hegseth says the U.S. will not foot the majority of NATO financing.
The president has said directly that our NATO allies need to step up even more. We're appreciative of what they've done. The alliance is rock solid, but any sort of an alliance needs full burden sharing.
Most U.S. allies worry Russian President Vladimir Putin won't stop at Ukraine's borders if he wins, posing a threat to their security. President Trump has promised to quickly end the war. Some allies worry a hasty deal might be clinched on terms that are not favorable to Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, Tulsi Gabbard one step closer to becoming a top U.S. intelligence official. Bob Agnew reports.
The Senate on Monday advanced a nomination for Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence toward a final confirmation vote later this week. She won by a 56-42 vote after winning support from reluctant GOP senators who feared she might be too lax toward security breaches after she refused to describe former NSA contractor Edward Snowden as a traitor for his massive document leak. Gabbard is expected to win confirmation later this week when the Senate holds a final vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
In consumer news, several brands of canned tuna sold at stores, including Trader Joe's, Costco, and HEB, have been recalled because they might be contaminated with a type of bacteria that causes botulism. Tri-Union Seafoods of El Segundo, California, recalls certain lots of tuna sold under the Genova, Van Camp's, HEB, and Trader Joe's brand names. On Wall Street, the Dow had 29 points, the Nasdaq losing 75. This is SRN News. Teenagers are interested in Jesus.
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump announcing the establishment of a White House faith office led by Paula White Cain, a longtime pastor in the independent charismatic world, an early supporter of Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential bid. She led his Faith and Opportunity Initiative in 2019, advising faith-based organizations on ways to partner with the federal government. A separate task force set up by President Trump will seek to root out anti-Christian bias in government. This is SRN News. President Trump hosting Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House as the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza appears to be unraveling.
President Trump has threatened to withhold economic aid from Jordan if it, along with Egypt, won't accept Palestinians from Gaza. Jordan is making it clear, behind the scenes, it views the Trump proposal as posing an existential threat to Jordan itself. The idea of hosting expelled Palestinians wrenches at the kingdom's already weakened fault lines. Its population includes millions descended from Palestinian refugees forced from the land that became Israel in 1948, alongside those whose roots lie firmly east of the River Jordan.
BBC correspondent Tom Bateman. Health authorities in Uganda says Ebola cases in the country have risen to 9, while 265 other people are being monitored under quarantine. There has been one fatality. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.